أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون نحن جعلناها تذكرة ومتاعا للمقوين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين وأصحاب الشمال ما أصحاب الشمال في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم وكانوا يقولون أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمبعوثون أوآباؤنا الأولون قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون لآكلون من شجر من زقوم فمالئون منها البطون فشاربون عليه من الحميم فشاربون شرب الهيم هذا نزلهم يوم الدين نحن خلقناكم فلولا تصدقون تَتَّقُونَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ نحن قدرنا بينكم الموت وما نحن بمسبوقين على أن نبدل أمثالكم وننشئكم فيما لا تعلمون ولقد علمتم النشأة الأولى فلولا تذكرون أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون
أفلح من صلى على محمد وآل محمد أفلح من أعاد الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين Brothers and sisters, respected Sheikh Osama, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And on behalf of the Light of Guidance, it is my honor today, inshallah, to welcome everybody and to congratulate everybody on the two auspicious occasions of the birth of Imam al-Jawad, Salamullahi alayhi, and on the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tawfiq to be able to commemorate these two great events. And inshallah, we will have our brother Ali Abbas kick off the event with recitation of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Sallu ala Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوا على محمد وآل محمد
صل على محمد وعجل فرجه صلوا على محمد وآل محمد Once again, I extend my congratulations to all the brothers and sisters and to Sheikh Osama and to the entire Muslim Ummah. Just a couple of announcements, inshallah, before we continue on the program with a short video clip and a lecture by our dear Sheikh. Inshallah, for the upcoming months of Sha'ban and Shahar Ramadan, we just wanted to remind everybody to please make sure that you stay up to date with all of the social media accounts, WhatsApp, Instagram, for any announcements of upcoming programs. And just a couple of them are, inshallah, next week on Wednesday, Sayyid Ali Jafari will be continuing his explanation of Al-Munajat al-Sha'baniya, as well as next Friday, we'll be commemorating the birth of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullahi alayh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And alhamdulillah, we're also pleased to announce that registration for the 2022-2023 school year at here at the Hadi Institute Islamic Montessori is open, and everybody can get more information on that at hadiinstitute.com. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The leader Imam Khamenei has said that keeping alive the memory and the commemorations of great historic events is a very, very important act, and it's something that should be done to constantly pass down these values to the up-and-coming generations, as well as to essentially renew that pledge within us. And alhamdulillah, today we are here to do just that. So inshallah, we're going to just take a look at a nice clip from the words of Sayyid Ali Khamenei himself about this specific occasion that we are commemorating. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
در هفته انقلاب مردم هر کوی و برزنی و هر محله‌ای در مسجد اون محل جمع بشوند. با هدیه، با گل، با شیرینی محله‌ای نیست که در اون شهیدی نباشد. کوچه و خیابانی نیست که در آن خاطره سرخ افتخارآمیز شهادتی وجود نداشته باشد. گل بگیرید، به خانواده های شهدا اهدا کنید. در هفته انقلاب مردم جشن بگیرید و آذین بندی کنید. اگر میخواهید برق مصرف نکنید و چراغ روشن نکنید که کار خوبی هم هست، از هنر استفاده کنید. کاغذها، پرچمها، بر سردر هر خانه ای پرچم بزنید. پرچم جمهوری اسلامی رو در سراسر سطح شهرها و روستاها به احتضان در بیارید. نشون بدهید که ملت این خاطره را گرامی می‌داره. نشون بدید که ملت راضی نمی شود که این انقلاب را از او بگیرند. نشون بدهید که همانطور که در میدان جنگ مقاومت کردید، در میدان زندگی هم به دشمن دهن کجی می کنید. او می خواهد 22 بهمن فراموش بشه، شما 22 بهمن رو هرچه با شکوه در برگزار کنید.
Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. It has also been mentioned by the beloved leader Ali Khamenei, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, that this revolution will not be known to the generations of the world until and unless the character and the personality of Imam al-Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi is also known. And so from among the infinite amount of things that could be said about Imam al-Khomeini, I wanted to just share one slogan that was chanted in the streets during those days of revolution. Amidst the cries of Allahu Akbar and La ilaha illallah, one of the things that was chanted was, O Khomeini, O idol breaker. And this is essentially the legacy of Imam al-Khomeini. He was the destroyer of idols. And so that Ibrahimi, Muhammadi, Alawi spirit was essentially embodied through the life and through the jihad of Imam al-Khomeini, who just how Ibrahim destroyed the idols and just how Amir al-Mu'mineen stood on the shoulders to destroy the idols of Mecca, Imam al-Khomeini destroyed the idol within, and then he proceeded to destroy all of the modern idols that took forms in various types of ideologies to show us and to show the entire world that the only salvation that is needed is the true statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And with that, inshallah, it's my honor to welcome Sheikh Osama to the minbar with three loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبو القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. So welcome to our Good Life lecture series, where Allah has granted us the tawfiq to celebrate two amazing occasions. We really have to thank God, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tawfiq to celebrate. What are those two occasions that we want to celebrate? The first of them is the birth of Imam Jawad alayhi salatu wassalam. Salawat, please. Only Allah and His Messenger know how special that day was. Let's listen to the words of Imam Ridha about the birth of Imam Jawad. We can get, inshallah, closer to understanding what happened on that day. The Imam says this, and he said it on multiple occasions. I'm quoting one of the ahadith. He says this, Lam yulad mauludun. There was never any child born. Lam yulad mauludun a'zamu ala shi'atina barakatan min. There was never a child who was born who had greater barakah for the Shia than Imam Jawad. So we need to spend a little bit of time, inshallah, just getting to know, recognizing, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the tawfiq to be here, to remember his name, to commemorate him, inshallah, to be amongst his Shia. So that's one of the events that, inshallah, we want to spend some time talking about. The other one is, alhamdulillah, it's the 43rd anniversary of the Islamic Republic in Iran, the revolution. And God, alhamdulillah, has given us the ma'rifah to know that this also needs to be celebrated. Brothers and sisters, this was the greatest of the ayyamullah in our era. We know the ayat of Quran tells us, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Remind them of the days of God. The days of God, brothers and sisters, are those days where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows to the world that He's in charge. His mercy and His jalal and azama and His greatness are on full display. God takes off the gloves for those days. One of those days in our time is the anniversary of the revolution, and we want to talk about both of these events, if we can, inshallah, if Allah gives tawfiq, to understand the greatness of what happened. Also, if we can, to see the connection between why it was that there was so much barakah in the birth of Imam Jawad. What did he do for us? What did he do for Islam? Why do we owe him our lives? And then the connection between that and the revolution and what that role plays, that role that that plays in our ma'rifah, and why we need both of these events and the lesson that we want to try to get from both of these events for the coming of the Imam. But inshallah, we'll start with salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So everything about the birth of our Imam and him, the Imam himself, Imam Jawad, is miraculous. It's unusual. It's strange. I want to mention some of them. Inshallah, we can benefit. Inshallah, Allah puts a little bit more of that love in our hearts towards this great Imam. We can appreciate him, inshallah, a little bit more. So what happens is sometimes when Allah wants to make you understand how wonderful something is, He makes you wait. He has a muqaddama, a preliminary. And then He introduces this wonderful thing. I'm going to give you one Quranic example of this, and after that we'll go to the life of the Imam, where He kind of makes you wait. He builds the anticipation. What's about to happen? People are talking. And then after that, He demonstrates His favor. I'll give you one example. If you look in what they say, what they say about Surah Kahf, the cave, they tell us this, that some of the Yahud, some of the Jews, came to our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and they had questions. They said, we want to know about the reality of the Ruh. We want to know about the Al-Qarnayn. We want to know about Ashabul Kahf, the people of the cave. And the Prophet, knowing that he's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, inshallah, tomorrow, I'll tell you about it tomorrow, wahi, and then I'll tell you the answer. Subhanallah, I don't know. Maybe the Prophet didn't say, I'm going to share the verse of the Quran. Perhaps the Prophet didn't say, inshallah, he just said, tomorrow, wahi, tomorrow. God revealed a verse. Surah 18, verse number 23. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ Don't say about anything. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا Never say that 100% I'm going to do this tomorrow. And everything is. So naturally, what would happen? The Prophet came, a group, we want to hear this important question. The Prophet's promised us, he's claiming to be a prophet. Let's see what happens. They come to the Prophet and no revelation. Next day, no revelation. Next day, no revelation. Finally, after 15 days, Angel Jibrail descends, and then what happens with that when that anticipation builds that way? Well, one, you realize it's not Rasulullah, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's embarrassing otherwise. I told you, I'm a prophet, I'll give you the information. Ask me anything you need. But Allah wanted to kind of set the stage for the appreciation. We want to appreciate Imam Jawad a little bit more. What did he do for us? So you see, what happens was, and I want to remind all of us just a little bit about Imam Ridha, what was happening at that time, how much we owe that Imam, then why the birth of Imam Ridha, more barakah than any, because again, we say that all of the Imams are one nur, right? That's definite. They're all one nur, they're all carrying. But what was so sensitive, our question, what was so sensitive, what was so needed, why was his birth so excellent? So what happens is, our Imam, if you remember, Imam Ridha alayhi salam, didn't do taqiyah about being the Imam, even in the presence of Harun. If you and I remember those discussions about Harun al-Rashid, that savage taghut. And people were worried, Imam Ridha saying, I'm the Imam. And they said, but Harun? He said, no, he can't touch me. I'm the Imam. So it became established that he's the Imam, he's calling to his Imamate, he's resisting. Not only that, then we had the whole issue of him becoming the crown prince. It was forced on him. It wasn't that he accepted to become part of the political process. You know, no, none of that nonsense. Still resisting, forced by Ma'mun to become the crown prince. That he bested him at that game also. that led to greater adhama for Ahlul Bayt, everybody knowing Ahlul Bayt, poetry, these things. So now it's very established he's the imam. But there were others who were fighting back as well. The Tawaghit are fighting on the other side, but if you remember, internally amongst the Shia, there was another shubha, there was a doubt. There were some people who were fighting from the inside. And one of the things, there was a movement known as the Waqifiyya movement. Imamate stopped with Imam Musa. And they were fighting, and if we read about it, the greats had fallen. Some of the greats had fallen, had gotten doubt, and the Imam fought against that. But one of the things that would always stick was that the Imam has a male inheritor, the following Imam, and our Imam didn't. And people talking, and waqafiyya, and people collapsing, and the Imam didn't have a child until he's 47. So now 47 years waiting. And see, we told you, you're sterile, you can't have a... And then the imam was born. You should know this also. When Imam Jawad was born, when God graced the world with his presence, the debate on imamate ended. These people were going after the core of their religion, wilaya itself. But the debate on imam, the Shia unanimously, they accepted and embraced and followed Imam al-Jawad. So, back to our discussion. Well, what did he do? What was so interesting? How did he fight back? What was his role? And then the connection between the coming of the Imam and what we need, the lesson that we're trying to get so we can ready ourselves. But first, salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So a little bit about this imam, because we don't want to spend, we want to also get to the revolution, inshallah. We've got 20 minutes. We have to wrap everything up, inshallah, and then come to the imam. So quickly, inshallah. Our imam established his imamate in many ways. And I've always recommended that our team here, the Hadi family, that we read that book, The Lives of the 12, written by Sayyid Ali Musawi, being translated by him. Right, so that we understand what happened, we can share. Right, inshallah, that those details over there. Now, what did our imam do? Our imam did, because he has to establish his imamate, and why we're going to get to. He has to establish imamate. What did he do? Well, one of the things that our imam did were those countless miracles. The wide usage of ilmul ghayb, the knowledge of the unseen. Our imam using different instances to establish that I am the imam. That's going to be important for later. Right? I'll give you some examples of some of the things, but again, brothers and sisters are going to do their research so that we are all understanding, we can share later. I'll give you an example. How did God establish the imamate of this imam? This is just one of the examples, but so a man comes to the imam and he's complaining. He says, Yabna Rasulullah, my father passed, and he left a lot of wealth. My father passed, and he left a lot of wealth. Me personally, I'm poor, and I've got a large family. I need that money, but the father, he passed, but it's hidden somewhere. Where is it? We don't know. Yabna Rasulullah, please, will you tell me? Another chance for the imam to go over and introduce the world, introduce himself to the world. The imam told him. He said that, go home, recite salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Salawat, please. He said that you're going to have a dream. Your father will come to you in your dream, and he's going to tell you where that wealth is hidden. The man goes home, he recites his salawat, he has his dream. His father sees him. He sees his father in the dream. His father tells him. Then he says, go over and tell the imam that I did this. The man comes back. We found it, alhamdulillah. Jazakum Allah khairan. All praise is due to God who made you the imam. So this imam, although he was young, and again, miracles, knowledge of the unseen, widespread usage, those debates, remember, because our imam, I'm going to talk a little bit about this also, he was the first of our, what we'll call a child imam, which is also going to be important for later. Right? So our imam is 7 when he becomes our imam. That's another reason to be confused and not know and why, right? But then look at those debates that the imam had, where he's using that ilm of imamah, establishing again his imamate for the world. So now, something else too, which is again, we're taking us slowly, slowly to where we're trying to go. So he's the first child imam. He's preparing us though for the ghaibah. The imam after him, Imam Hadi, is only 8 when he assumes the mantle of imam. Imam Askari, he was 22, but then again, Imam Mahdi, 5. But who is the pioneer who let people know that it can happen? An imam like Nabi Isa. How old was Nabi Isa when he's speaking and saying that I am Abdullah, Atani al-Kitab? How old was he? Yahya, how old? Right? The imam demonstrating, because again, some of these things, it takes a while for it to settle in the mind and in the heart, to really embrace this fully and know comfortably, this is my imam. I said this was unanimous amongst the Shia afterwards, that this is the imam. And again, there were some Shia who even failed that test. That was also a test. How can we have a child imam? Some of the greats, one of the select companions of Imam Ridha, Yunus bin Abdul Rahman. The Shias gathered. The Shia had gathered, the heads, the leaders, mourning the Imam and his death. What is it like to lose an Imam? Imam Ridha. And then Yunus sees everybody crying. He says, stop the tears. We've got to figure out what to do until Imam Jawad grows up. This is in Haraf, in Aqidah now. One of the believers right in that session got up, grabbed him by his throat, and you know he had to make sure he wasn't hysterical. According to the ahadith, he let him have it a couple of times. Get his senses back in him. He said, it doesn't matter how old the imam is. The imam, 1 year old, 1,000 years old, it doesn't make a difference. The imam, this is the important part, connect the dots. Once you have that intellectual proof of what we're doing, then now I don't need any questions from you. He's old, he's young, he's this, he's that. None of that matters. What else about this imam was, again, where you had to go and connect the dots? Imam, if you remember, our imam was also dark complexioned. Right? His mother was a Nubian. Our imam, Imam Jawad, was so dark, you've heard that story, that the people, Nastajiru billah, some of them so ignorant, doubted if he's the son of the imam. Remember that whole famous story. But again, when the imam goes over, when it proves all of these kind of incidents where the imam is going and again reproving and establishing and reproving and establishing his imamah, all of this is going to be needed for later. Later when when you have a child imam, you go into the ghaibah, the Shia shouldn't just fall apart. This should be so clear in their minds. We had an established imam. That imam says this is the one. That's it. What else did the imam do? You see, we've always had this system of wikala, meaning even in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would have representatives. But in the time of Imam Sadiq, see, they're gradually getting us ready for the ghaibah. We have to get ourselves ready for the ghaibah and learn that lesson. They would get us ready to the idea of being able to follow a rep. This person is the representative of the imam. He's in charge. Go to him. In the time of Imam Sadiq, this became, again, it was there from earlier, but during that time, it became more established. By the time of Imam Jawad, that system of wikala, being able to be a good soldier, all I need to know is that this is the rep of the imam. He's not infallible, but the imam said, listen to him. Later in the time of Imam Hadi, and I mentioned this last time, the imam, if you look at the letters of the imam to the mu'mineen, you go to this guy who's in your area. You don't accept any khums that comes from outside of your area. That creating that infrastructure, learning to be a good soldier, right? Not being able to see the imam. Following based on the principles. This is all happening and the imam is establishing that. Now, so what happens is, our imam, if we've learned so far, was the imam for those who knew how to connect the dots. If for you all that's important is to know that between you and Allah, this is the Imam. He could be dark-skinned. He could be a child Imam. He could be someone who comes after 47 years of life. All of these things, none of that matters. He's the Imam. And learning that and getting that and being able to connect the dots and do our responsibility. We need that for the ghaibah. We haven't gotten to the revolution yet. First, let me share a beautiful hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, but first preceded by a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So what happens is, you and I are trying to get ready for the ghaibah, and I'm going to mention the principle. Trying to get ready for the ghaibah. We're trying to get to the stage. This is now the words of Imam Sajjad. I still haven't gotten to the hadith of Imam Ali. We're going to get to that. Right? Where he says this, innal muntadhirin, those who are waiting, innal muntadhirin, al-qa'ilina bi-imamatihi, those people who still believe in the imama of the imam of the time. He says they are afdal min ahli kulli zaman. They're better than the people of all times. Is it just because they were born later? They came in a different time? No. What did God give them? Their ability to connect the dots. He says, لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى, because God, أَعْطَاهُمْ مِنَ الْأُقُولِ, He gave them that intellect, that insight, that understanding, that ability to connect the dots such that مَا صَارَتْ بِهِ الْغَيْبَ كَالْعِيَانِ. For those people, the absence of the imam and the physical presence of the imam are the exact same. I connected the dots. But that's difficult. Some people, they're used to always having lunch in a brown bag. I always had lunch in a brown paper bag. You say, well, still lunch, it's just a different bag. There's a story, inshallah, it's not true. They said once, this brought this guy to the emergency room. And this guy, he had two burned ears. And the doctor was treating him. He said, astaghfirullah, it's so bad. What happened to you? He said, you know, I was ironing my clothes and somebody called. And then I thought it was the phone and I burned my ear. And the doctor was like, that's terrible. But why did you burn your other ear? He said, they called back. For some people, it's hard to connect the dots. How does Imam train us? Amir al-Mu'mineen. We still haven't gotten to the principle yet, and then the connection with the revolution. The principle. Amir al-Mu'mineen says this, Al-haq la yu'rafu bil-rijal. You don't know truth through personalities. I'raf al-haq ta'raf ahla. Know what the truth is, then you'll know who the people of truth are. The Ahlul Bayt trying to get us to the next level. Be able to connect the dots. Realize the importance. What's going on? The Imam says this. He says, لا يحمل هذا العلم. No one will survive. No one will be able to keep holding on to the standard of Islam except إلا أهل البصر. Those people of insight. والعلم بمواقع الحق والصبر. The other one he mentions. Patience. To be able to resist, and then al-ilm bi-mawaqi al-haq. To know what the positions of Islam, what Islam is. Okay? Now that principle, why it gets a little bit challenging. This is now a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen. Before we get to, inshallah, we've got 8 minutes. Before we get to the revolution. From Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says this. He says the previous prophet, so this is before our prophet, the previous anbiya, they would be sent with absolutely clear messages. You would know without a doubt, this is a prophet of God. How would he do that? For instance, Nabi Musa, he takes his stick and then it turns into a snake right in front of you. Right? For the Bani Israel, God would lift the ayat of Quran, lift the mountain over their heads. Believe! Right? Nabi Isa, go over, change the dead, bring them back. Right? The other prophets will be sent with absolutely 100% clear proof. But there was a catch though. If the people accepted that, They became mu'mineen, alhamdulillah. If didn't, after God made it so clear you didn't, then adab. God will wipe those people out. How were Ahlul Bayt different? Getting closer to the time, us. He says, Ahlul Bayt, they were different. Our prophet, A'imma, what were they like? God, when he looked into their hearts, he saw that they had sabr. They had patience. That they could put up with things that other anbiya couldn't put up with. So what did God do that was different with Ahlul Bayt that was different to all other anbiya? God says, I mean, the Imam says this, فَبَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ بِالتَّعْرِيضِ لَا بِالتَّسْرِيحِ. With our prophet, it's clear enough that you, if you have an intellect, a mind, you'll be able to put it together. But would it be that clear? أَذْهَرْ مِنَ الشَّمْسِ, that nobody can even run? He says, our prophet was sent with ta'reez, illusion. I'm going to give you the information. You can put two and two together. You've got a mind. Make sense of it. The miracle of the Quran is a miracle, 100%. But it's not like taking a staff and making it into a snake and it's running here and there. That's very different. But it's still a miracle. Some people, why isn't Imam Ali's name in the Quran? I mean, well, if you intellectually, if there was going to be anybody who was going to be the successor after the prophet, if it wasn't anybody, who was the first Muslim, the person who would lead all the battles, always carrying the flag, always the most knowledgeable, you'd always, right? But then after that, didn't it get more complicated with the different imams? How many people left Imam Hassan because he sat? How many people abandoned Imam Hussein? Good people, you remember the stories. Imam Hussein, now is not the time. Down to the different imams, down to Imam Jawad, till finally the last imam, till finally the Nawab, right? And then slowly we get to the revolution. Now it's a faqih. The principle is the same. Do you have a mind? Can you put two and two together? Can you connect the dots? There's proof if you're looking. Right? But God, since our prophet and Emma, as long as you've got enough information, but spell it out for me. Hold my hand. Now you got to put it two and two together. Let's see if you know. So it's a different approach. The value of the revolution, why it's so important, why we have to hold on to it. What did it do for Islam? Let's get to that. What happens is there are some people who, when they look at Quran, they're looking for that guidance, that direction. All I need to do is the ta'reez. Show me where we're going. I can put two and two together. Give me an example. Once, Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, may Allah protect him, was speaking. And he said that some of our Palestinian brothers came. They came to visit. When our Palestinian brothers came to visit, he said, I assumed that these are our Sunni brothers, so I started speaking to them with the language of unity and wahda and ikhwanina and these things. And then those Palestinian brothers, they turned back to me. They said, we're Shia. He said, subhanAllah, you're Shia. How? Listen to what they said. There's a verse of Quran. They said, the verse of the Quran, if I can find it, salawat please. What happens is, that verse of Quran is this, that it says that when it comes to those who are enemies of Islam, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ. Ayat of Quran. That certain promise of God, you're going to find those who hate the mu'mineen the most. أَشَدُّ عَدَاوَةً. Who are they? الْيَهُودِ. So what happens was, those brothers said that we're thinking about it, and we're like, well, we know Israel is fighting Islam. Who does Israel hate more than anybody? Y'all seen the video? they asked Netanyahu, what is the greatest threat to Israel? He said, Iran. He said, you want me to tell you the three greatest threats to Israel? Iran, Iran, Iran. So these brothers said, when we saw how those who hate the believers the most, and these, they said, we connected the dots. Well, who must be the Alladhina Amanu then? So now, what happens is, we have the honor. And again, this now comes back to us though. Because you don't know it through personalities. You know it by knowing principles. We have a beautiful hadith from the Imam. The Imam says this, Imam Sadiq, من دخل في هذا الدين بالرجال. Whoever enters into Islam because of people. Everybody's a Muslim, I'm a Muslim. My daddy was a Muslim, I'm a Muslim. Not that I know what Islam is. He says, كما أدخلوه في, so he says, أخرجوه منه الرجال. The same way that people brought him in, people take him out, كما أدخلوه في. The same way they brought him in, they'll take him back out. He says, but what about that person who understands what Islam is? ومن دخل فيه بالكتاب والسنة. Person who understands what Islam is, this person, زالت الجبال, mountains will move, قبل أن يزول. So let's say there's a believer who understood what Islam is. What did Imam Khomeini do? What did he revive? Is Islam just praying and fasting and homes and zakat? Or is Islam a way of life? Is Islam standing up against the tawaghit? Islam is not forgetting our sisters in India. Islam is standing for the oppressed here in America. Islam! So what happens is, and we have 1 minute and 44 seconds, so I'm trying to bring it together, but very quickly. There's a documentary about the leader, Imam Khamenei. And it's one of those documentaries where you see him in the fatigues. You know, he was a representative of the Imam, and he would go to the battlefront, not only like the most dangerous, but he was representative of the Imam, he would go to the front. So in this particular video, you see him flying in a helicopter and wearing his fatigues. This is before he was the leader, the time of the Imam, in his fatigues, in this helmet, carrying his Kalashnikov. You see him go to the fronts. Then after that, there's a Q&A. He's talking to the brothers over there. One of the brothers asked a very important question, again, for you and I to connect the dots. Why is the Islamic Revolution so important? Why do we need to commemorate it? Why is it important for us? What did Imam Khomeini do? Why do we have to keep this alive? Those brothers over there, why did the best of Allah's creation sacrifice their lives? Those brothers over there, how many of them became shuhada later? We don't know. The video is there. They asked the Imam Khamenei, he's not the leader at that time, he's a representative of the Imam. They say, in the army of Tawheed, when you're fighting on the side of Allah, in the army of Tawheed, they say, question, are we fighting for Islam or are we fighting for our homeland? Is this about Iran or is this something bigger? Listen to the leader's answer. He says, that's an excellent question. But right now, he said, Iran and Islam have become one. He said, that question is relevant. If it wasn't the case, this is all about Islam. It's all about Islam. So, and now, inshallah, we've got 58 seconds, so I won't take too much of your time, but it's just a little bit of us, two reminders, if you don't mind. But first, salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Salawat ala Muhammad. Both of them are ayat of Quran. We don't want to, brothers and sisters, get arrogant because Allah has given us the tawfiq and the ma'rifah to understand the importance of the revolution, that now somehow we feel we can lord over other people. Other people haven't gotten this. What's the matter with them? Two warnings. One of them, Allah gave this tawfiq. What do we know so that we keep this? Otherwise, you and I know about people who were part of the revolution and sacrificed in ways that you and I, we haven't sacrificed and left. What are the two reminders? Very quickly. One, we've got to make sure we increase our iman. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat yahdihim rabbuhum bi imanihim. Truly those who believe and do good deeds, yahdihim rabbuhum bi imanihim. God, their Lord, will guide them because of their faith. You'll be able to connect the dots. So what should we do? You and I, we want to go back to God as a teacher. Oh Allah, show me. I've been able to connect the dots up until now, but does that mean it's guaranteed that I make it? No, Allah, I don't say that. What's the instructions from Quran? Last reminder. Ittaqullah, have taqwa. Ittaqullah wa yu'allimukumullah. You have taqwa, God will teach you. Wa yu'allimukumullah. So brothers and sisters, inshallah, Allah gave us this tawfiq to remember, to celebrate, to commemorate. But inshallah, our take-home message is that we have to work on trying to deepen our iman and make sure that in our personal lives, we continue to practice taqwa. We end with salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. Thank you, respected Sheikh Osama, and thank you to all of the brothers and sisters again for coming out. And once again, congratulations. And for the just as a reminder, inshallah, next week on Wednesday, also at 7 o'clock, inshallah, we have the second session of the explanation of Al-Munajat al-Sha'baniyah with Sayyid Ali Ja'fari. And then the couple days after that, Friday of next week, we are going to be commemorating the birth of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamullahi alayhi. And with that, we do have some sweets at the back. So, you know, as you walk out, whenever you decide to leave, although everybody's welcome to stay and socialize, but as you guys are walking out, we do have sweets for everybody, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا